Well, we just had Thanksgiving this week, so I thought, gee, that would be a good topic. And so I thought, well, I'll just use my eSword software, which is really great for searching for the word thanks or Thanksgiving or thankful, and see what pops up and do a complete search that way. And it's really neat when you look at the number of times in Scripture that the Bible says to give thanks or be thankful or have thanksgiving and so on. And it's of course, throughout the entire Bible. The NASB even has a psalm of thanksgiving, they call it. And, of course, that's Psalm 100. And right at the title above it, it says, A Psalm of Thanksgiving. So I'll read that to start out. And I know folks know this. It's a very popular psalm. Psalm 100, verse 1. A psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and enter His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. There's a lot of meat in just those five verses there. And if you really think about it, it covers everything from creation, like Scott was talking about today, to just everything that we face. So anyway, I kind of cheated for this lesson and let eSword do all the work for me. So what I'm going to do is just give you verses, and verse after verse after verse. The thing that I really like about doing something that way is it's straight from God's Word. And what it says to us, you know, can speak to our hearts just from His Word. Bill Mounts, who's a Greek scholar and teaches a lot of Greek books, and I know a lot of schools use his books to teach Greek. He says that Eucharista is the Greek word for thanksgiving, and it's a noun most often used by Paul in his epistles, where he emphasizes the posture of gratitude in the life of the church. And the roots of this New Testament theme for thanksgiving derive from Israel's covenantal tradition, where thanksgiving and praise were a necessary posture for a people who are blessed by divine grace. So I'm going to give you, just like I said, verse after verse about either giving thanks or thanksgiving. And so that's the way I'm going to approach things. Philippians 4:6 is one of my favorite verses. Says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And that really hits me right between the eyes when we're fretting about something, you know, and it can be anything. But pray about it. That was key in that. But pray with thanksgiving. Don't just focus on the thing that we're worried about. Start with thanksgiving and thanking God for the things that He has done for us already. And help us to remember those things as we pray, because then we will see how God has been faithful to us in the past, and He will continue to be faithful to us. So we're to be thankful even when we're anxious. And we pray when we're anxious. But are we thankful all that time too? Or do we focus on what our latest request is? Colossians 2:6 says, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him." Verse 7, "Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving." Focus on the word, but focus on the word with thanksgiving too. We're to walk every day established in the faith as we've been taught through the word, abounding with thanksgiving. Do we do that? Do we do that every day? Do we thank God every day? And I'm speaking to myself as much as everybody else, because we tend to focus on the immediate issues all around us. I've got this to do tomorrow, or I got to go here, I got to go there, I got to take this test, I got to, you know, do something. And we focus on those things rather than on thanksgiving for the blessings that God has given us. 1 Timothy 2:1, "Therefore I exhort you, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men." Verse 2, "For kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence." We're to give thanks for all men. That's everyone around us, but also for kings and those in authority over us. And thank God for them too. Psalm 34 is one of my favorite psalms. And it starts out, "A psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Do we praise God continually? Ezra 3:11. "And they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever toward Israel. Then all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord had been laid." This is after coming back from the 70 years of exile in Babylon, and all the people shouted with a great shout. Wouldn't that be really neat to see? I mean, thankful is the Greek word eucharistos, and I really don't know enough Greek to know the difference between eucharistia and eucharistos, but eucharistos is grateful, pleasing, mindful of benefits, thankful. Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful." The word thanks, is at least in the NASB, is used in 108 verses, and it's used 110 times. Another word that's used for giving thanks is anthomologimai. I can't pronounce the Greek, but anyway. Again, it means to give thanks, to render praise, to confess openly what is due, to come to an agreement. Luke 2:36 says that, "Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, a daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked in redemption, who looked for redemption in Jerusalem." Of course, this is when she was shown the baby Jesus. Do we pray night and day like she did? But she gave thanks. And she had seen the greatest joy of her life. The expectation of her life was before her in the Savior. Eucharistio is used 38 times, and it means to thank or to give thanks, and or to be made a matter of thankfulness. Luke 17:16, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. This was the Samaritan leper who had just been healed by Jesus. And remember, he was the only one who came back to thank the Lord for what the Lord had done for him. Matthew 15:36, and he took the 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. This is when the Lord fed the 5,000. Even our Lord gave thanks. You know, the creator of all things, the Lord Jesus Christ, gave thanks to God the Father for the provision. Eucharistia means gratefulness or thankfulness, or the act of giving thanks or thanksgiving. And another word that's often that's sometimes used for giving thanks is charis, and that's the word that most of the time is translated grace or graciousness. And but it also has been translated give thanks in Luke chapter 6. Thanksgiving, the word that's translated thanksgiving is Eucharistia, and that's used 15 times for gratitude or thankfulness. Now, and that means, you know, having a gentle, cheerful heart, a grateful heart. The first time that any of these words really show up in scriptures, though, surprised me. I was expecting all the way back even in, say, Genesis 1 to find thankfulness or thanks or so on. But really the first time that thanksgiving or thanks or so on shows up is in Leviticus. And in Leviticus chapter 7, it's talking about the Levitical offerings of thanksgiving. Leviticus 7:12 says that if he offers it by way of thanksgiving, then along with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, he shall offer unleavened cakes mixed with oil and unleavened wafers spread with oil and cakes of well-stirred fine flour mixed with oil. With the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving, he shall present his offering with cakes of unleavened bread. Verse 15, now as for the flesh of the sacrifice of his thanksgiving peace offerings, it shall be eaten on the day of his offering. He shall not leave any of it over till morning. Leviticus 22:29, when you sacrifice a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, you shall sacrifice it so that you may be accepted. That's interesting that, you know, the Jews had to give these offerings of thanksgiving so that they would be accepted. You know, it was in addition to all of the other offerings that they had, the sin offerings and so on. But they also had to give an offering of thanksgiving. David, in 2 Samuel and in Chronicles and in Psalms, is a man that was, seems like, continuing to offer thanks throughout his life. And 2 Samuel 22, verse 1, then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song. And this whole chapter is a song of David's deliverance. And it's after he had been fleeing from Saul and fleeing and hiding, and you know, and he says, then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hands of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." There's a song about this too. "When the waves of death surrounded me, the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me, the snares of death confronted me." Then down in verse 18, "He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me." Verse 47, "The Lord lives, blessed be my rock. Let God be exalted, the rock of my salvation." Verse 50, "Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the nations, and I will sing praises to your name." David was a man of thanksgiving. That whole chapter is really a neat chapter to read, 2 Samuel chapter 22. And it just shows you that all the circumstances that David faced, he thanked the Lord for the Lord's deliverance. 1 Chronicles 16:7. "On that day the Lord assigned Asaph and his relatives to give thanks to the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting." Then, this in verse 35, "Then say, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us and deliver us from the nations, to give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise." Verse 41, "With them were Heman and Jeduthun and the rest who were chosen, who were designated by name to give thanks to the Lord because of his loving kindness is everlasting." This is when the Ark of the Covenant was placed in the tent of the tabernacle. And then in 1 Chronicles 25, it says, "Moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for the service, son of the sons of Asaph, of Heman, and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, stringed instruments, and cymbals, and the number of the skilled men performing their service." And there's a whole list of folks. But David set up a whole group of musicians to praise the Lord. And they were to be a central part of worship to God. Second Chronicles 20, verse 20. "So they rose early in the morning and went into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper.' And then when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sang to the Lord and those who praised him in holy attire. As they went out before the Lord, before the army, and said, 'Give thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting.'" Jehoshaphat was one of the good kings of the southern kingdom of Judah. He reigned from 873 to 848. He was one of the good kings. Also, another one was Hezekiah. 2 Chronicles 30:22, "Hezekiah spoke encouragingly to all the Levites who showed good insight in the things of the Lord. So they ate for the appointed 7 days, sacrificing peace offerings and giving thanks to the Lord God of their fathers." Hezekiah reigned over the southern kingdom from 716 B.C. to 687 B.C. Isaiah and Micah were prophets at that time to the southern kingdom. Hezekiah restored the worship of the priests and the Levites. Then Ezra 3:11, they sang praising and giving thanks to the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his loving kindness is upon Israel forever." And all the people shouted with great joy when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was raised. And again, this is after the 70-year exile in Babylon. Nehemiah 12:24, the heads of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, the son of Kadmiel, with their brothers opposite them, to praise and give thanks as prescribed by David, the man of God, division according to division. And this is a listing of the priests and the Levites from the time of Zerubbabel after resettling from Babylon. And there's quite a few verses that go through giving thanks or thanksgiving after the Jews returned from Babylon. The word thanks is found in the Psalms in 49 different verses. And I'm sure you know quite a few of these. Psalm 6:5, "For there is no mention of you in death. In Sheol, who will give you thanks?" Psalm 7:17, "I will give thanks to the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praises to the name of the Lord Most High." Psalm 9, verse 1, "I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders." Do we thank the Lord with all of our heart? Do we tell others of God's wonders? Psalm 18:49, "I will give thanks to you among the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to your name." Psalm 30, verse 4, "Sing praise to the Lord, you whose godly ones, and give thanks to his holy name." 30, verse 12, "That my soul may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever." That means with every breath that we have, give thanks to the Lord. Psalm 35, verse 18, "I will give you thanks in the great congregation. I will praise you among a mighty throng." Psalm 44:8, "In God we have boasted all day long, and we will give thanks to your name forever." Do we boast in God like David did? Psalm 45:17, "I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore the peoples will give you thanks forever and ever." Do we praise the Lord to our children, that the Lord may be remembered among our descendants? I mean, I know as a father, one of the greatest blessings is to see your children come to the Lord. Psalm 52:9, "I will give you thanks forever because you have done it. I will wait on your name, for it is good in the presence of your godliness, godly ones." Psalm 54:6, "Willingly I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good." Psalm 75, verse 1, "We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your name is near. Men declare your wondrous works." Psalm 79:13, "So we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture will give thanks to you forever. To all generations we will tell of your praise." Psalm 86:12, "I will give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever." Psalm 92, verse 1, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High." Psalm 100, we read earlier. Psalm 105, verse 1, O give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples. Psalm 106, verse 1. Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Psalm 107. If you read that psalm, it has several verses that are all the same in verse 8, verse 15, verse 21, verse 31. And it says, let them give thanks to the Lord for His loving kindness and for His wonders to all men. And that verse is repeated throughout Psalm 107. Psalm 108, verse 3, I will give thanks to You, O Lord, among the peoples, and will sing praises to You among the nations. Psalm 109, verse 30, with my mouth I will give thanks abundantly to the Lord. In the midst of many I will praise Him. Psalm 118, verse 1, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Psalm 118, verse 19, open to me the gates of righteousness, I shall enter through them. I shall give thanks to the Lord. Psalm 118, verse 21, I will give thanks to You, for You have answered me, and You have become my salvation. Psalm 118, 28, You are my God, I will give thanks to You. You are my God, I extol You. Verse 29, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Psalm 119, verse 7, I will give thanks to You with righteousness, uprightness of heart, when I learn Your righteous deeds, Your righteous judgments. Psalm 119, verse 62, at midnight I shall rise to give You thanks because of Your righteous ordinances. Do we get up in the middle of the night to give thanks to God? I mean, if we get up in the middle of the night, do we even think about giving thanks to God? We should, because He's blessed us with sleep. He's blessed us with everything. Psalm 136, verse 1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Verse 2, give thanks to the God of gods, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Verse 3, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Verse 26, give thanks to the God of heaven, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Psalm 138, verse 1, I will give You thanks with all my heart. I will sing praises to You before my God. Do we thank God with all of our heart? Verse 2, I will bow down toward Your holy temple and give thanks to Your name for Your loving kindness and Your truth. For You have magnified Your word according to all Your name. Verse 4, all the kings of the earth will give thanks to You, O Lord, when they have heard the words of Your mouth. Can you imagine that day when all the kings of the earth give thanks to the Lord? Psalm 139, verse 14. This is a verse that most people know. It says, I will give thanks to You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are Your works, and my soul knows it very well. Do we give thanks to the Lord for how we are made? Or maybe for the handicap that we have, you know? And that includes things like eyesight or, you know, cerebral palsy, for example, or however we are made. Psalm 140, verse 13, surely the righteous will give thanks to Your name. The upright will dwell in Your presence. How often do we dwell in the presence of the Lord? Psalm 142, verse 7. Bring my soul out of prison so that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me. This verse deals with when David was hiding in a cave from Saul. Psalm 145, verse 10. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and your godly ones will bless you. Thanksgiving also shows up, I forget how many times in Psalms. The previous verses were just about thanks, but thanksgiving also shows up. Psalm 26, 7, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and declare all your wonders. Do we declare the Lord's wonders to those around us? Verse 42, verse 4. These things I remember, and I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go along with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with the voice of joy and thanksgiving, a multitude-keeping festival. Psalm 50, verse 14. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. 50, verse 23, he offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me. And to him who honors his way aright, I shall show the salvation of God. Psalm 69, 30, I will praise the name of God with song and magnify him with thanksgiving. Psalm 100, verse 1. We read this already. It's a psalm of thanksgiving. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. This is verse 4. And his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Psalm 107, verse 22. Let them also offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his works with joyful singing. 47, 7. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises to our God with the lyre. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1. Then you will say on that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for although you were angry with me, your anger is turned away and you comfort me. Verse 4. And in that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Make them remember that his name is exalted. These verses in Isaiah 12 are supposed to be sang by Israel at the start of the millennial kingdom. Isaiah 25, O Lord, you are my God, I will exalt you, I will give thanks to your name. For you have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. God has worked wonders in perfect faithfulness to us. No matter where we are or what we've done, he has us in his hand. And we should thank him for that. Isaiah 38:19. It is the living who give thanks to you, as I do today. A father tells his sons about your faithfulness. Do we tell our children of God's faithfulness? Daniel chapter 2, verse 23. To you, O God of my fathers, I give thanks and praise, for you have given me wisdom and power. Even now, you have made known to me what we requested of you. For you have made known to us the king's matter. This was when Daniel gave the king Nebuchadnezzar what the dream that the king had had meant. And this is the dream where Nebuchadnezzar dreamed of the statue with the head of gold and breast and arms of silver. its belly and its thighs of bronze, legs of iron, and feet partly of iron and partly of clay. That's the dream of the statue that Nebuchadnezzar had, and God gave Daniel the wisdom to know what it meant. And of course, it was a prophecy about what the future would be. And Nebuchadnezzar was the head of gold all the way down through to Rome. Daniel 6, verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house. Now in his roof chamber, he had windows open toward Jerusalem. And he continued kneeling on his knees 3 times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had been doing previously. Daniel prayed and gave thanks to God, as he did previously, even though it was now illegal. The king had signed an edict saying that people could only pray to the king. And of course, Daniel refused to do that and was subsequently cast into the lion's den. Matthew chapter 15, verse 36. He took the 7 loaves of fish, and giving thanks, he broke them and started giving them to the disciples, and his disciples gave them to the people. Matthew 26, 27. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. And of course, this is the communion supper, the Last Supper. And I find it interesting that the word that's used a lot for giving thanks is Eucharista. Well, the thing that comes to my mind is that the Eucharist is another word for the communion at the Last Supper, the giving of communion. And, you know, when we have communion time, we are to give thanks for what God has done for us. And that's the purpose of the communion ceremony and service, is to give thanks and remember what the Lord has done for us. Mark 8:6 is another account of feeding the 5,000. He directed the people to sit on the ground, and taking 7 loaves, he gave thanks and broke them, and started giving them to his disciples to serve them, and they served them to all the people. The Lord even gives thanks to God his Father. Luke 2:38, we've already talked about, that's when Anna, the prophetess, gave thanks for the birth of the Messiah. We talked about in Luke 17 where the Samaritan leper came back and gave thanks to the Lord. And John 6:23, there came other small boats from Tiberias near to the place where they had ate the bread and the Lord had given thanks. Acts 27:35, having said this, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of all, and broke it and began to eat. And of course, this is talking about the communion meal. Romans chapter 1. Scott talked a little bit about this morning. For even though they knew God, this is Romans 1:21, even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks. But they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. I mean, that speaks words to me that, you know, folks who are doing and living things that they shouldn't, they're not thankful. They focus on their evil rather than on God's blessings. Romans 7:25, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin. This is Paul talking about the conflict that he has between the old nature and the new nature, but he gives thanks to God through Jesus Christ, who is the solution to that problem. Romans 14:6. He who observes the day observes it for the Lord, and he who eats does so for the Lord, for he gives thanks to God, and he who eats not, for the Lord does not eat, and gives thanks to God. That's talking about different kinds of food. You know, that no matter what, we're to thank the Lord for our food. Romans 16:4. Who for my life risk their own necks, to whom only do I give thanks, but also to the churches of the Gentiles. This is Paul giving thanks to the believers that helped him many times. For 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's true. The Lord does give us victory if we walk in Him and seek His face. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11. And you also joining and helping us through your prayers so that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the favor bestowed upon us through the prayers of many. This is Paul writing to thanking the churches that had helped him in providing for the needs of those around him. 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. Second Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Ephesians 1:16. Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention for you of you in my prayers. Do we give thanks for others? Do we pray for others as we should? Ephesians 5:4, and there must be no filthiness or silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather give thanks, giving of thanks. Ephesians 5:20, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, even to God, even the Father. Colossians 1:3, we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Do we pray for others around us? There are a lot of prayer needs right now all around us that we know of. Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. 1 Thessalonians 1:2. Give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers. As I said, do we pray for others as we should? 1 Thessalonians 3:9. For what thanks can we render to God for you in return for the joy with which we rejoice before our God on your account? You know, that's a verse that talks about how we can be an encouragement, or we are an encouragement to those who preach for us, who teach us. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. This is a tough one. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's a really hard one sometimes. Revelation 4:9. And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, to Him who lives forever and ever, even in heaven, the creatures around the throne are giving thanks to the Lord. Revelation 11:17. We give thanks to you, O Lord God, the Almighty, who are and who were, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Colossians 4:2 again. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. Do we have an attitude of thanksgiving when we pray? Revelation 7:12 saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. How often do we give thanks for everything around us? And that can be really, really hard. Psalms 105, verse 1 says, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. You know, that's an interesting verse in that when we're witnessing, you know, the way to witness is to be thankful, to be joyful, to share with people the joy of the Lord and what the Lord has done for us. If we were grumpy and complaining, do you think they would listen? So I just thought that was interesting. And one of the best witnessing techniques is to be joyful in the Lord and to give thanks. So when we're in trouble, when we're sad, when we don't have enough or we think we need something, as it said, let our requests be made known to God with thanksgiving. So that's all I really had. I just, you know, it's amazing to me how much the Lord has done for all of us. And life is not easy. But thanks be to God who has a home for us waiting one day. And we shall see those who have preceded us, and we shall see him. Any comments or... Scott, did you want to close in prayer?
Lord, we truly are thankful for the many gifts that you've given us. We're often ungrateful, though, Lord, with our behavior and our actions. Lord, children of God with an eternity before us that involves living forever in your presence, what do we really have to be ungrateful for? But Lord, so often the cares of this world, pride and selfishness, life gets in the way. Lord, we know that you hate an ungrateful heart. And so I pray that we will be a people who don't just say thank you, but live lives that demonstrate gratefulness. Help us to be a naturally thankful group of people so that as the world looks on us, they'll see there's something different. So we pray that you would help us not to just think about that once or twice a year, but daily and hourly. Help us to be grateful. Help us to be like the psalmists and constantly sing your praises. Lord, we ask this in your precious holy name. Amen.
Amen.